Library Time with Rachel Grimm, director.
Yay, good morning. Little. Happy Valentine's Day.
Happy Valentine's.
I'm so happy to be here on Valentine's Day.
All right.
It's a glorious day, isn't it?
You don't have the little heart-shaped candies anymore, though. They ran out of those, didn't they?
I know. What's the deal with that? I do have some heart-shaped chocolates at the library, though. So
okay.
Come see me if you want some.
Everybody?
I was just saying, you if everybody,
everybody,
you know, yeah.
Okay.
I could probably hook them up.
Yeah, people
yeah.
descending on the library as we
yeah,
speak for your
candy.
Chocolates.
Yeah, I do have a bunch of romance books, though,
okay,
in the lobby.
Okay, we'll talk about that. If
yeah.
people want to drop by on Valentine's, yeah. you can set them up.
If you need a little romance in your life, which I think we all do, we have plenty of books about love. So we have some romances. We have some kids' books. We have romances of, like, you know, people adopting pets. So there's lots of different ways to view romance. So just love. Love everybody today. It's such a glorious day.
All right.
So lots of books. And then we have a really cool display in the front. And I don't know if you've ever seen these displays, but it's called, Have You Read This Lately? But red is R-E-D. And so it's all a display of red books. So it's kind of cool. Like, as soon as you walk in the library, there's, like, a huge amount of just red books. So it's pretty fun to see.
All right.
Yeah. So have you read this lately? Ha ha. Plan red. It's cute.
I got you. I'm with you. Little Dixie Regional Libraries. They have locations in Moberly, Huntsville, Paris, and Madison. And Rachel Grimm with us in this morning. We want to begin with Friends of the Library.
Yes.
And what do they do? What is this group all about?
I want to say, first of all, that we are super glad to have Friends of the Library groups in both Moberly and Paris. And they help us in so many ways, you would not believe it. And so I wanted to kind of shine a little bit of a spotlight on each of these groups this morning. The Friends of the Moberly Library, they have an ongoing book sale going all the time in the Moberly lobby, except for this last couple of months because of the remodel. But I promise it's going to start up, like, in the next week or so. Mm-hmm. So anyway, they have helped us attend conferences. They've helped, like, they've donated money from the book sales to let us go to MLA last year. That was wonderful. All the staff was able to take the day and go to this huge library conference in Columbia. We hardly ever get to do that, and they helped substantially with that. They've held special days where, like, if we've had a rough week or something, and they've been like, we're going to buy Chinese for everybody. And so that's been, like, a huge morale booster that we can't necessarily do with our own money. So it's been wonderful that the Friends have stepped up with that. They've purchased some new furniture for us this year. The furniture that's in the kids' room is kind of outdated and it's old, and so we were lucky enough that the Friends purchased us a new kitchen, which is super cute, a new kitchen as well as some new furniture. So now that the kids' room has been remodeled and it's finished, the kiddos are really enjoying that, and we're just going to continue to use that furniture and enjoy it. They've helped purchase summer reading prizes. They've purchased Kindles for us to give away to people. They've purchased books to give away. They've purchased other little tchotchke things to give away to the kiddos, so that's been wonderful. They helped support Wine and Shine when we had it last April, so that was lovely. They came and they brought food for us, and they helped support the library, so we did Wine and Shine with Main Street Moberly, and the Friends supported all of that. They have an annual meeting in April every year, and this year it's going to be April 23rd and at 6:30, and they're going to be inviting John Robinson to speak. And John Robinson is a gentleman who is the former head of tourism of Missouri. He's a great guy, and he's wrote several books about Missouri and about touring and about things that are going on in the state, and he's actually drove every road in the state of Missouri, which is amazing. So he's going to be their speaker this year, so please, you know, keep that in the back of your mind. I know I'll talk more about it, but just kind of,
I think he's got a new book.
Yes, it's about waterways in Missouri.
Yeah. Okay.
Yeah, so we're gonna have him, and we're really excited. So that's just a little bit what the Friends of the Library do. And then going to the Paris Friends, they've done a lot of stuff, too. They help support us going to conferences. They lots of times will pay for our meals. So, you know, the Moberly Friends will help pay for letting us go, and then the Paris Friends will help pay for our meals. And, you know, that sounds like a small thing, but it's huge to us. Like, you know, it's been wonderful. They've held special staff days as well. They've purchased a new bookshelf for the Friends book sale over at Paris. They continue to have book sales as well. They help purchase summer reading programs. They purchase some neat things for the kids' room in the Paris Library. They have this really neat, like, black wall there that you can go and you can put your hand on it. And as soon as the heat from your hand touches, it'll, like, go different colors and neon. And the kiddos really, really, really like it. So that's been a wonderful purchase. They also hold an annual meeting in April every year. They've purchased office equipment for us. They've purchased books in past memory of library patrons as well as, like, reading group folks. So, and they're getting ready to do an annual luncheon that they do, and they do it, like, as a fundraiser, and it's kind of a free will thing. And that's going to be on March 22nd this year from 11 to 2 at the Paris Library. So please come join us at the Paris Library. I'm going to be there helping. They are going to have Juicy Burger and chips and things like that. But they're also going to have homemade pie. And I think that's why everybody shows up, because it's like a whole basement full of people, because those ladies can make some pie, let me tell you. And again, that's a free will offering. They were able to have George Hodgman, New York Times bestselling author, at the Paris Library last year for a meeting, and he's been a wonderful friend of the library. So, you know, both of these groups do a lot for us, and I just want to make sure that everybody knows that you can become a friend. The different policies and things are each library, so just stop in and ask. It's a really small amount, and they do a huge amount for the library. So we appreciate each and every person that donates their time and money and energy to the library, especially our friends.
So they're kind of a booster club for the library.
That is a lovely way to look at it. Yes, right? I never thought of it, but yes, absolutely. Yep. Absolutely.
Okay. And so you have the Moberly and you have the Paris.
And the Paris.
The two groups. Okay. So to become a friend of the library, is there a particular person to contact or just call the library?
You can contact either Carly Davis in Moberly or you can contact Anita Ness in Paris. Those are both of the presidents this year. Or you can just go to your library. Go to your public library and ask to join, and we would love to have you. I know they would love to have you. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a member. I'm just a liaison because I can't be a member, but it's still just... It's been wonderful. We're really tickled with them.
Yeah. They do other things. It's not like they're providing money to help with the renovation.
No.
That's all. That's a budgetary type
thing,
right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
That you do.
They do fun stuff.
Yeah.
Fun stuff that we can't, like,
fill in the gaps. Yeah. The extras, the perks, the things you can't do. Yeah, but it's great. Just a great support group. Mm-hmm. Speaking of renovation, where are you at on the Moberly project right now?
Oh, my goodness. Well, so right now we're doing really well. We've gotten probably 85% of the job done. They're moving the nonfiction shelves and the upper floor back into their original locations. We do not have bookshelves ends yet. Hopefully that will be soon. And we are waiting on, they're trying to decide whether they're going to do an original flooring issue or a laminate floor. We had planned on refinishing the wood in one room to kind of, it's the room with our fireplace, and we were going to kind of make it fancy and make it that a maker space and make it kind of a cool spot. But then when we lifted the carpet up, we found that it didn't have hardwood floors underneath it. So that was not a fun find. So anyway, we're trying to decide what to do with that. So that's kind of our last hurdle to overcome. And then it's all just putting stuff back together and fixing spots and paint and small stuff. So I think the hard stuff's behind us, which I'm really, really thankful for. I'm planning on having a huge party when all of it's done. Hopefully that will be in April. We're going to have some people come talk, and we're going to have just a big party and have food.
And an open house.
Yeah. And I want everybody to come see, because people have been really impressed by what the library looks like now. I mean, we had an amazing building before, don't get me wrong, but now it's just been updated, and it's just kind of a fun, more modern feel to it.
Good.
So we're really happy.
While keeping the old...
Keeping the old ideas with it. Yeah.
Outside, too. That
absolutely.
Kind of that classic look on the outside, especially the older part of the facility. All right, well, great.
Yeah.
Things are progressing.
Things are progressing. They are. I'm tickled, but I'm going to be glad to be, you know. And, you know, again, we spoke about it last time. We have this big summer grant, and so we're going to have all kinds of stuff going on this summer, too. So it's hopefully our remodel is going to end at the perfect time when we can pick up and have all kinds of people in the library to enjoy our summer programs, story times, reading programs, all that stuff. Because we're going to have performers and craft times and story times, and it'll be fun.
And you continue with your daily programs.
Oh, yeah.
People can go to where to find the schedule of information?
Check us out on facebook.com/Little Dixie Libraries. You can find us there. You can find us on our website at www.ldrl.org. So we're happy. And we always send stuff to you guys. You guys do a great job of promoting us. We send stuff to the area newspapers. So we try to be out there.
Very good. Thanks for dropping by.
Thank you. Happy Valentine's Day.
And to you, Rachel Graham, joining us in the Quicksland.
Hey, guys. Good news. The outrageously expensive little